The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
You might have heard about us on Facebook. It's the Nate Darling Show. Featuring Jason Casey, Sam Platts, Kareem Daniels, and Diana Hong. And now, from the chair behind all the knobs and switches, here's Nate.
And the faders and the buttons and all that
jazz. And the multiple electronic tablets and screens.
iPad, laptop.
Potentiometers.
Yes.
Gonkulators.
Mm-hmm.
And the like.
Mm-hmm. Compressor that I'm not using for this.
Fuck that compressor, motherfucker.
Compressor's for something else. Something else! Ah.
On the horizon.
I know. You know what? This show rundown looks really short. We may
only let's make it count, baby.
We may only do a half an hour. I have no idea. I know. It's very strange. Coming up on the show today, there's a super senior in small town news.
Yes.
Super senior.
Super senior.
When is that word super ever used other than, like, superheroes?
Well, super senior. Superintendent.
But what are they saying about the super senior? Is it
that they're super?
Wait for it, dude.
I'll wait for it. Moving
wait
on.
Wait for it.
Yeah, God. You
wait
ruin
for the
everything.
Teases. All right?
I hate the word super. I hate the word super. It's one of my... Moving on.
People in Venezuela are learning English, and they're being very innovative about it. That's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
That's
super.
Charlie Sheen's come out from under a rock. And Shaquille O'Neal also. Both of them talking about Johnny Football.
Ah, super.
Johnny Football.
Johnny Football. But first up, hey, Sunday is Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Oh, fun.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Sam, do you have any plans?
Well, I do have plans.
Can you talk about them?
I can, because actually Valentine's Day is my father's 70th birthday.
Wow. Oh, congratulations,
holy
Mr. Platt.
Shit.
Yes. So we're going to have a big old family get together and all that.
Your dad's 70 years old.
He's an old man.
Papa
dude.
Platts.
You know, I do have a sibling who's 16 years older than me. And then three others in between. So.
Wow.
My dad will be 72 in March.
Wow.
Yeah. See?
Yeah.
We got a lot in common, Nate.
It's true. It's true. We unite under our similarities, not divide amongst our differences.
That's
yeah,
right.
That's the best.
Learn,
true. Let's do
learn
it.
Learn America.
We love.
Well, that's awesome.
I do have plans with my Bonnie lass.
Of course.
You know, we actually normally would spend Valentine's Day, you know, indoors with some wine, some good food, and a movie. I don't like being out in the restaurants on Valentine's Day. It's hell.
Yeah.
It's the worst fucking idea ever. I don't know who's like, hey, let's do that.
Idiots.
My fiance.
Oh, God save you. Psych. I'm just kidding.
It's the best idea. I really, it's just.
I'm going to be out myself.
Maybe it's just not my own taste.
Yeah, everybody can do whatever they like.
You know, whatever floats your boat. And go see a movie, go eat dinner. And
it's about being together.
It's about being together.
It should be about being
together. And nothing builds a bond more than commiseration, suffering, going through the hard shit together, which is why going out to dinner on Valentine's Day is a great idea.
You
come out together stronger.
It's fun. I have reservations for Valentine's Day. And they were not easy to come by.
Mm-mm.
Even 10, 12 days out, all of the restaurants in Sacramento were booked. They were just fucking booked. Because there are a lot of people, that's the only time all year long they go out to dinner.
Right.
It's like once a year you take me out to dinner and it's going to be on Valentine's Day. So getting a reservation... not easy. And I went through literally like I'm on Open Table. I'm looking for reservations. It's like nothing on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And because Valentine's Day on Sunday, Saturday night was pretty well booked too.
Right.
So it took quite some time before I was able to find a place. And I cast a wide net. I started, of course, with downtown Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Lake Natomas. I went to Roseville. I didn't go to Elk Grove because no one wants to do that.
Don't be an idiot.
It's a local joke.
Let's go to a chain restaurant.
Well, and that's the other thing is like, well, where do you go? Do we go to a chain restaurant? Anyway, finally found a place in downtown Sacramento, ironically enough.
Okay.
And we will be having our Valentine's Day dinner. We actually got a really good time slot, too. Let me see if I can find it here. so that I can.
Is this the big reveal?
It will be the big reveal. That's where you can see us eating Valentine's Day dinner.
I can't wait.
I want an autograph.
At a place neither of us have been there. We got a 5:30 p.m. reservation.
Wow. It's not bad.
That's a fantastic
time. That's prime
time,
dude.
It is prime
right
time.
Right before it gets out of control.
Yeah.
At Foundation Restaurant and Bar.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Foundation. That's it.
Fabu.
Has anybody been there?
Don't know a thing about it. Sounds
I've
nice.
I've heard about it.
Yeah. It's when the Golden One Arena opens in downtown, this place is going to be basically across the street.
Oh, is this the place that's in the old public building?
It's 4th and L is where it is.
There's a
place. Is it perhaps in the foundation of the building?
It's on the first floor.
Oh.
Is it the one that has no? Is it the one that has like it's going to have a bunch of other restaurants and places to?
I have no idea.
Yeah, never mind.
You know what? I think I might have been there. I think I ate there. Yes,
there was. It's good.
I went there with my sister and her husband.
It looked really, really good.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I think it's just one of those places that people don't know about. Right. I didn't know about it.
Yeah.
Except I was in a very deep search for someplace decent, and then today I got an email.
I actually have eaten there.
From Joe's Crab Shack that said, make your Valentine's reservation with us. And I said, you know what? No.
Yeah. Thank goodness.
Because here's the thing about Joe's Crab Shack. It's a chain place, but you can spend just as much as you would if you went to a good restaurant.
Tons of money.
It's horrible.
But that view is really what it's about.
It's really a waste.
The last time I...
got fun lighting and nice
The last time I went to Joe's Crab Shack, I had a view of the kitchen.
Yeah, you don't want to sit in that seat.
No. So that's what it is. So that's what we're doing. Jason, you doing anything? Your first married Valentine's Day?
Yeah, she told me way out.
To depart.
What's that?
You better knock it out of the park.
Well, no, she actually is the one that knocked it out of the park for me, so I don't have to worry about it.
Oh, nice.
You scored big, bro.
Yeah. So she booked us a class to do together.
Nice.
Cooking class.
Okay.
So it's like a whole, like 4-hour, 5-hour thing where we make a appetizer, an entree, and then a dessert.
Mm-hmm. She's got knives.
Yeah.
It's a setup.
Watch out.
Yeah.
Because anytime after this, you say, oh, well, babe, you know, I can't really cook. You'd be like, motherfucker, we took that class.
No. Here's the thing is, I already do the cooking. Like, I already cook. That's
good.
That's how I was able to
apparently
keep that in the oral.
Apparently not well enough.
Not well enough. Yeah.
Well, you do have a mouth. Don't
next
you?
Valentine's Day oral lessons.
No, this is great.
No, it is. Here's my one
tip. It's an experience.
Here's my one tip for you. Get plenty of rest.
Yeah.
Because the last thing you want to look like at this class that she's booked is bored.
Right.
Or indifferent. You might want to sculpt your eyebrows so that you look interesting.
No, but here's the thing is I like to cook. Like, yeah. So this is really like I like to cook.
You're looking forward to this. Legitimate.
Because I'm looking at this as a fucking competition. I'm going to go there and I'm going to be like, make all those other guys look bad. I'm like, oh, yeah, baby, look at this.
Just don't compete against your girl and be like, where you at, girl? What you got?
Huh? No, I won't be competing. But I mean, it's going to be like I'm going to make all those other guys hate me, you know, which is cool. Nice. I'm down with that.
Nice.
That's my man. Kareem, what sort of romantic plans do you have for Valentine's Day?
None. We don't really do Valentine's Day.
Now, whose choice is that?
Actually, both, because she doesn't like to go out.
Okay.
She's not a big fan of crowds.
Yeah, yeah.
And so the idea of trying to...
It really is. It's like New Year's Eve, but for romance.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
It can be a real just.
So she'll get flowers. I'll go to Ed Ray's and pick up dessert.
Nice.
There you go.
And we'll probably just hang out. We might go see Lisa Fisher at the Mondavi Center because I love her voice. And it's the first time I've had a chance to see her actually performing out front as opposed as a backup singer to everybody else.
Okay.
For y'all who don't know who Lisa Fisher is, she used to be a backup singer for Luther Vandross and for the Rolling Stones and a bunch of other people.
Nice.
If you ever watched the documentary 20 Feet from Stardom, she's one of the people that are featured in it.
Okay, great.
So her voice is amazing, but she never performs out front. So this will be a chance. So I'm still thinking about that.
I love the diversity of our group and what we're doing for Valentine's Day. Yeah. You know, because nobody's doing everything's the exact different. Same thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's one of those things. Last year, I sort of ruined Valentine's Day.
Oh no!
Not on purpose.
What happened, Nate?
Well, we went out to dinner at Luca's, and I was unaware that when you went to a place for Valentine's Day, at least this place, because they didn't even mention this anywhere on the website or anything like that, and I like Luca's, that when you go for Valentine's Day, first of all, they're going to put you in the least comfortable chair you've ever sat in.
Yeah.
They are going to cram you in because they're going to put about 33% more people than are normally in their restaurant in the restaurant. And I'm kind of a picky eater. They only offer a very specific menu, and you can only order like three things. And they're going to overcharge you for them.
Of course. Yes.
So I went in and sat down, and I was just in kind of a bad mood about this whole thing. They're like, oh, yeah, it's only this menu. And I'm like, what? Yeah. And then I've got people like 2 inches away from me. And I was just mildly, I was just mildly irritated at the whole situation.
Yeah.
And because I was mildly irritated, maybe more than mildly irritated, then Leslie got upset about it because she's like, well, you don't even want to be here. You don't even want to be doing this.
Yeah.
And that's the worst thing that can happen.
Yes, it is.
Is to make your significant other feel like what you're doing, you don't want to be a part of.
Exactly.
And of course, I am hypersensitive to stuff and I notice everything, and everything sort of irritates me. So I'm working on shutting shit down so that it doesn't, so that I don't do that. And last year I did not succeed.
It's like fighting an avalanche. There's only so much you can
do. It was not, she did not have a good time. She was very upset with me. And
sometimes I'm surprised at how much me and Nate are alike.
Again, our similarities, not our differences.
This is the year of redemption.
It is. It is.
You're going to knock it out of the park.
Now, it couldn't have been too bad overall because I proposed and she said yes.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. So, okay.
So if it would have been
one of those. Well, that'll make up for it. Yeah.
No, not if I do something stupid, it won't.
No. Okay.
Listen, no matter how nice the ring is, if you act like a jackass, there's only so many times that you can point at the ring and go, that's a really nice ring.
Yeah.
And have it carry any weight.
Yeah. And you don't want to do that unless you really fuck up.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't.
Right, right.
Well, here's the thing. If that's the worst I fuck up,
yeah,
that I act a bit like an aloof jerk, I don't think that makes me a terrible person.
No.
But I want to have a nice Valentine's Day, and I don't want to have the same screw up that I had last year. So, not going back to Luca. And here's what I did. I made sure that there would be something on the Valentine's menu that I could eat.
Yeah, there you go. Just make sure.
And I believe they actually offer their regular menu that day, too, which is nice.
That's why you're a wise man, because you learn from your mistakes. Hopefully, and become,
well,
you know,
let's
become. Yeah,
we'll see next week on the show.
Tune in. You don't want to miss it.
Yeah, if you guys show up here next week and Leslie is having nice, pleasant conversations with you guys and not with me, you'll know something went wrong.
Yeah.
Here, I made cookies for everyone. Not you, Nate. Smack.
Nate
smacks your hand.
He has to work out tomorrow.
Trainer's on Monday night.
Oh, no, but after that, it'll be Monday and Wednesday.
Well, yeah, it's one of those things. And like I said last week, my trainer gave me homework, which I didn't do every day because, you know, I still have to get to work.
And he knew, right?
Well, he asked. And I said, well, I did it 3 days. He goes, and how many times did you get back to the gym? And I said, twice. And he goes, all right, that's all right. It's not great, but
it's better than what I thought you'd do.
I'll leave the whip in the drawer for now.
Well, no. And then he goes, this is going to be a really hard workout, by the way. I'm like, all right, well, let's see how it goes. My shoulders are so sore today.
Good.
We did a lot of stuff, but hey, got a wedding to get ready for.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing you want to do is work out with a trainer and then leave going, you know what, I could have gone myself and worked out harder.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. You need to know that they were pushing you further.
Oh, yeah.
Than you would have gone on
your own. He's really good. If you're looking for a trainer, Steve at Cal Fitness in Natomas is really, really good. And he does the body fit classes. I know he does 7 p.m., but he also does some other ones. That dude is really good and very really good at motivating. So he reminds me a little bit of a good coach, like that same sort of pushing, like you can go further, you can do this, except as you're doing stuff, he's like, okay, here's what you're doing wrong, and here's what's going to happen if you do it that way. Because I had my calf thing that happened a few weeks ago, and he had me pushing the sled for the first time last night since it happened. He goes, and I started to do it, and he goes, don't try and run, just take steps. That's how you blew out your calf last time.
Yeah. Oh, good.
So, like I said, he knows his shit, and he gets his stuff done. So if you're looking for a trainer, go see Steve. If you're in Sacramento, Steve at CalFit in Natomas. He almost makes it worth going to that shit show that is CalFit in Natomas, because they're renovating it right now.
Oh god, that's so awesome!
So the entire front lobby area is torn out. It looks like they did 2 days' work, and it's been like that for a few weeks. And you have to come in through the side door. So they've closed the basketball court because that's where the front desk is now.
Oh damn!
And of course they do this. At the exact same time, they're going to have the maximum number of people in the gym because everybody made their New Year's resolution.
Oh, right, yeah.
And they've got the big fucking construction dumpster out there, so there's no place to park. It's a nightmare.
Who decided to do that?
Somebody that wanted to take a lot of money from the company. Yeah, right. And that is nothing but somebody like being like, hey, listen, we'll get a bunch of memberships, we'll lay off half the staff. Well,
here's the other thing that they do. Yeah, there's something built into your membership there called a facility improvement fee.
Yeah. Oh, see.
So they put up signs saying your facility improvement, just like when you're driving down, it's like your tax dollars at work. Well,
yeah,
great.
Right. They had one of those signs in my high school parking lot, which had more potholes than anything I've ever seen. Like, thanks, tax dollars. You're working real hard.
All right. So this
you should get out there and vote.
Oh, I do every time, bro. Every goddamn time.
So on Monday night, in front of thousands of people, Donald Trump stood on stage and, well, an audience member did it first, but then Donald Trump called Ted Cruz a pussy.
Oops.
Now, you're not supposed to say the word pussy, especially on TV, and members of the media are especially not supposed to say the word pussy. We have an all-ages a mature audience podcast, so I can say pussy. So instead,
what's new, pussycat?
Instead,
here's how some of the media outlets got creative to describe it. CBS said a supporter's vulgar insult, because there's somebody in the audience that called Ted Cruz a pussy because he thinks waterboarding is torture. That pussy.
Oh, God.
That's what started this whole thing.
Wow.
Bustle.com referred to it as this disgusting word.
Did somebody call it?
Sounds like you would offend some feminist by saying that.
Yeah. Did anybody say pink taco?
We're getting there.
Okay.
NBC said a pink taco. No, they did not.
Damn it.
They said an epithet for female anatomy.
Epithet.
Mm-hmm. Bloomberg. Thanks. Called it a vulgar audience taunt.
Vulgar.
Mother Jones, Kareem's favorite, called it something so offensive it's outrageous even for him.
They went over the board.
What the fuck?
I mean, what's
man?
Worse, pussy or cunt?
Well, why don't you go ask any lady? Politico called it the P word.
At least that's, like, not trying to, like, be so ridiculous about
it. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's just, like, I'm not going to print the word.
The Daily Banter printed a what? Fox News called it a vulgar term for a coward that begins with P.
Nice.
At least that's descriptive.
That's clear.
Yeah.
You
it's
know what
much
they're
more
saying.
Congratulations, Fox News. CNN referred to it as the P word that we can't use, but you often hear in porno flicks.
Why would they even say it like that? Why would they say it like that?
Actually, you'll hear it in your house if you're doing it right.
Yeah. For real, though.
The New York Times, the old gray lady, as it's known, called it a vulgar synonym for a cat.
There you go.
Well, that's...
But again, you say pussycat, it's really not vulgar.
And Time Magazine called it a dirty name for Ted Cruz. So,
there you go.
Yeah.
Now, what if someone in the audience called him a dick? Would you have this big ordeal?
Hairy cucumber?
Yeah. Right? Like, I don't know.
The soft snake?
Would the media make this big thing about it?
Well, I don't I don't think so. I think you're right. The whole thing is they're worried about offending
feminist
groups. And I mean, women are 51% of the population.
Why couldn't they just what say a vulgar term for a vagina? Like a vagina. Like
say vagina. It's anatomical. Yeah, it's not. I mean, like,
it's,
yeah.
It's ridiculous.
But guess what? Women hate the word vagina more than pussy or cunt.
You know the word they hate the most? Moist.
Yeah. They do. They hate the word moist.
They hate
I
moist.
Didn't get that it for the longest time.
Yeah. You moist cunt?
I've heard so many women say
moist.
That.
Moist.
Yeah.
If you call a woman a moist cunt, then she's going to get very upset with
I've had conversations out of nowhere with people about, hey, what do you think what's the ugliest word in the world? Not the most offensive, just what's a word you hate?
Mm-hmm.
My sister says Pontiac and moist. Those are her two words, Pontiac and moist.
Well, she says to have a moist Pontiac.
We're not going to talk about that.
They've discontinued one of those things.
Yes, they did.
That's like the worst thing you can do when you're with a girl. I think it happened to me once where I said, are you moist? Like, fucking
well,
right.
Again,
she's like, not
like,
anymore.
What if a girl says, are you getting hard? Like, why do they have to take everything so damn personal? That should be.
Why do they have to ask that question? They should
yeah.
know.
Yeah, no girl's never had to ask me, why is it not hard?
No, I mean, it's like the same thing. If you're saying, are you getting moist? You're not going up there to check the.
Yeah,
the area you're like. I hope that I'm turning you on right now. I hope this is doing something to you.
Right. Or you take a dip test,
right?
You know,
check the oil.
Check the oil.
That's what you gotta do.
Check the oil.
I'm saying more in the flirtatious stage.
Taste
where you're
the oil,
like,
maybe.
Is this doing anything for you? You know? Moving on.
Is your cylinder ready for the piston?
Yeah. Are you all greased up?
Greased and ready to go.
Are these automotive terms getting you hot?
Are you moist?
Are you ready for my crankshaft?
Oh, God.
Wait a minute, that's a little too descriptive. Yeah, here's the thing. If you're a guy, you're pretty much happy anyone's having sex with you, so you're like, whatever, let me put it in. What's our inner monologue? Whatever, let me put it in.
No. I just don't get the hypersensitivity to any reference to the female anatomy from women. When our society, it's very common that the male anatomy is joked about and you know, it's not uncommon.
Because most of them aren't really comfortable with their own sexuality. So
that might be it.
Yeah, and quite often they've not seen it because it takes quite a bit of an effort to see it. It takes a hand mirror and, you know, craning your neck.
Yeah.
To find your vagina.
All the doors in the house and your room.
Standing on your head and looking at the mirror on the ceiling. I mean, whatever you've got to do.
It happens.
I mean, people have cell phones with cameras now.
I'm working on a new bit about that. I'm like, I don't want to date a woman who won't masturbate. Because if you won't fuck yourself, why would I want to?
No,
that's the truth, though. Like, I would know, like, immediately if, like, I was into a chick, if she said that she didn't masturbate, I was like, it's not going to work sexually for us, babe.
Because that means she's going to be uptight. She's not going to be open. She's going to be thinking too much to actually enjoy it. To finish.
The least little sound. Oh, I lost it.
Yeah.
I mean, now she's really hot. You're like, okay, I might put up with this for a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'll put up with it for a little bit. But then it's like, eventually it's like, fuck.
Yeah, that's okay.
All right. That's like good perspective.
Most women overesteem their lady parts.
Right.
Because the thing that makes hers better than the other chick is this other chick is giving it to me.
Yeah.
That's how that works.
Speaking of ladies, a very small army of self-motivated young women, obviously out for the dick, are using Tinder, Bumble, and other Love Quick programs on their telephone to campaign for Bernie Sanders. So what's it like to be on the receiving end of that? Gawker was wondering. So, basically, it's tough to tell how many people were using the Tinder app to stump for Sanders. Now, from initial reports, it seems that entirely women in major cities, corresponding with men, fewer of them all the time, too, since Tinder locked the accounts of two women. They've since unlocked them. They were sending pro-Sanders spam instead of using Tinder as, you know, the hookup app it's supposed to be. So they reached out to one man who'd been Bernied on Bumble, which is a dating app where the women have to communicate first. That's what Bumble is. And to get the impressions, the only to only to have the same thing happen on Tinder during mid-interview. They're calling him Luke, which is not his real name. In brief, here are these impressions that he had. He said, it definitely seems like a weird phenomenon, although I was unaware of it until Emma, the Jezebel editor, contacted me. In recounting the story, I have to say that circumstances through which she exhorted me were just as strange, but I will focus on the campaign. Now, from Luke explained that he'd mutually swiped with a lady on Bumble and that she messaged him first. That's in the rules. And they had what Luke characterizes as a pleasant conversation. Now, at the end of it, Luke asked for her number. She declined, asking to stick to GChat, which has nothing to do with the G-spot. He asked if she wanted to have a drink. She tentatively agreed, he says, but only after a video chat. Luke said he was free right now, but that didn't work for her. Eventually, the two men did manage to video chat, but Luke said he wound down the conversation after it became clear she wasn't interested in meeting IRL. In real life.
Right.
The following day, to his surprise, he received further GChat messages. Here's kind of what they said. Said, we didn't get to Bernie. You should still vote for him. And he replied, ha, you're too much. And she replied, it's a serious thing. It's really believe he's the best candidate. And the primaries are crucial. Bernie 2016. Don't forget to vote in the primaries.
Oh, my God.
And he replied, ha, I won't. Honestly, not sure I can trust your judgment, though. Smiley face. It's fine. Look at his website, BernieSanders.com. Did you check it out?
Oh, my God.
And he replied, nope. Why don't you give me a pitch as to why I should vote for him? And she said, his very consistent record on voting and his stances have also remained consistent even when unpopular. He says that it says what he thinks, so there isn't as much ambiguity as with most politicians. and then it just goes on from there. It's just this big...
That's so weird. That he continues to dialogue. And, he goes, be like, this is spam,
so this
I'm
is
out.
A long thing. And he goes, well, now I need to know why I shouldn't vote for Hillary.
Oh, wow.
And they go into that. So Jezebel asked if he felt bummed out. and then he was distracted because it was happening on Tinder. Somebody on Tinder sends him the message, hi, do you have a second to learn about our savior, Bernie Sanders?
Wow. Oh, my God.
You imagine you're trying to swipe left with you're trying to swipe right with your dick, and someone's going Bernie Sanders on you. That nothing will kill your boner faster than Bernie Sanders.
Like, tell me about him. Why you give me a blowjob? And they'd be like, oh yeah. Didn't your mama teach you not to talk with your mouth full?
It's so bad. So yeah, they've been reinstated. Darren Peck on the Fox 40 Morning Show suggested that those women be required to make Bernie Sanders their profile picture on Tinder for 2 months as punishment.
Good. Yeah, that's I like that.
Mm-hmm. I have a feeling he's going to make Bernie Sanders his profile picture on Tinder just so he gets the swipes.
Yeah.
All right. So good news about Lamar Odom. What did he do on Super Bowl Sunday? You ask.
What did he do?
He went hiking.
Oh wow!
With Kim and Chloe.
Ah.
I told you he'd be up and around and whoring again in no time.
You were not lying.
Exactly.
At least that's what I've been hoping for. Well, he completed his first hike with Chloe and Kim by his side. It's a huge milestone in his recovery. The sisters live streamed their hike near Calabasas. They didn't completely reveal Lamar on camera. However, they made it clear he was part of the group. Sources tell TMZ that it's the first time Lamar has gone outside for exercise. They're told he was extremely impressive and made it the whole way without any issues. Now, TMZ broke the story that Chloe moved Lamar into a home near hers so she would be able to help him with his rehab. And it looks like things are going pretty well, considering he had multiple strokes and it didn't look like he was even going to make it.
Yeah.
And he's out on a hike.
Well, that's good news.
On Super Bowl Sunday.
Get glad to hear that.
Sun on his face.
And you know he's not quite right, because what man wants to go on a hike on Super Bowl Sunday?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like Lamar.
I went for a bike ride.
Do you want to go on a hike?
Babe.
On the American River
Trail. Super Bowl.
Super Bowl's on. You know, honestly, after seeing the Super Bowl, I would have rather gone on a hike.
Yeah, dude,
he did the better of two. He might have already known the outcome. He might have known. He's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He had a friend in a gambling booking company, and they knew exactly how it was going.
He has friends in Nevada is what's going on.
Yeah. Exactly.
He does, yeah.
He does.
That ain't no lie.
Naked friends.
Get ready for some judging. It's time for Cool or Tool.
All right, first up in Cool or Tool, safe language, Jason.
Safe language. Fucking tool, bitch.
Kareem.
Tool, because people who curse are more honest than people who don't.
That's what's up.
Sam.
Safe language can kiss my cooch. That shit's a tool.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of safe language either. Although what's really interesting, if you go to Canada, they don't necessarily bleep out swearing. But anything that can be a pejorative towards somebody, they do bleep that out. So I don't even believe pussy would make it in Canada.
Oh, okay. Wow. That's why they all coming down here.
Although the strip clubs in Canada, fantastic. Up next in Cooler Tool, Lamar Odom. Lamar Odom. Kareem.
Cool.
Sam.
Tool, but good news. Good news, Lamar.
Jason.
He's cool as ice.
Yeah. Other than the whoring, for all intents and purposes, he seems to be very well liked. So, cool. I don't know him. And finally, in Cooler Tool, Guerrilla Marketing. Guerrilla Marketing. Sam.
Tools it gets. You know, marketing has its place, and I, you know, I do that for a living. I get marketing, but Guerrilla Marketing, that's toolish. That's mega tool.
Jason.
Oh, Guerrilla Marketing? I mean, that's the only type of marketing that should be allowed. So, you know, that shit, it's cool.
Kareem?
Usually I would be for Guerrilla Marketing, but in this case, that's tool as fuck.
Mm, yeah. The only Guerrilla Marketing I'm in favor of is Puppy Monkey Baby.
That was a good one. I like that one.
No, it wasn't. It was terrible.
Are you fucking serious?
Of course it was. It's Sam. Don't that's, you know that it was?
It's weird as fuck, dude. That's why I loved it. It was weird as fuck.
Jason, it's not for you.
First
of all, would you drink Mountain Dew combined?
It before.
They're like Puppy Monkey Baby. It's three great things. Like Mountain Dew, juice, and caffeine. Okay, caffeine's already in Mountain Dew. It's really only two things, so fuck you. You're wrong.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of caffeine in Mountain Dew.
No, yes. But there's even more in Kickstarter. It's like
nobody,
a Red Bull.
Nobody drinks Mountain Dew for the taste. There's no jingle that says, just for the taste of it, Mountain Dew. Diet Coke. Doesn't happen. So that's going to do
it. That was a good 90s jingle, though.
Yeah, it was. And that's going to do it for Cool or Tool. So go ahead and be cool. Shop Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com.
Guerrilla Marketing, bitch.
It's true. It helps support the show. It doesn't cost you anything extra. And we thank you so much for doing it. We got our website fees coming due at the end of the month. So.
Uh-oh. Yeah, you better start buying stuff, people.
gotta pay. This ain't free for us to do. It's free for you. It's always free.
It's free for you.
Free comedy every week. Free hang with your pals.
Maybe one of these days there'll be a Diana Hung show, you know?
It might happen.
You have to pay so you can possibly see that one, hear it one day.
Well, you're not really paying because it's just added value. You're just buying stuff you want.
Yes.
Stuff
and
you already
we get a percentage of it. You're not actually paying anything.
Paying anything.
Still free. Just that one extra
step. Too
good
to be true, man.
Click the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com and then sharp till your heart's content. Even bookmark it once you get that done. Go ahead and do it if you want to. All right. So Johnny Manziel, Johnny Football. Are you familiar with Johnny Football?
I'm totally I don't know a thing about
Jason,
it.
Jason, you familiar with Johnny Football?
No.
I know Kareem's familiar with Johnny Football.
Fuck Johnny Football.
Okay. Well, see, most people are a little bit more giving than Kareem is when it comes to Johnny Football. For instance, so basically right now, there's an incident being investigated in Texas where he allegedly got physical with his ex-girlfriend. I guess now ex-girlfriend. So that's not really set up or anything like that. Ryan Leaf went on the Dan Patrick show last week and they asked him what his impressions were of Johnny Football. And he said, oh, it's to me, it's like looking in a mirror. Now, Ryan Leaf has served time because he was addicted to drugs. So that's not really a good sign for him. But the Cleveland Browns, his current team, said, you know, Johnny Manziel, the person is more important than Johnny Manziel, the football player. So we're here to help. Isn't it nice to have an employer who's willing to do something like
that?
It's
so nice.
It's not just his employer, though. People have been coming from out of the woodwork to offer him advice, including part-time police officer Shaquille O'Neal, who has an offer for Johnny Manziel. You know, to help. Because that's what Shaq does.
Would you be willing to mentor Johnny Manziel?
Of course.
What's your advice for him right now?
Thank you so much.
Johnny, call me. I'll fix you. Just young. Be all right. kids with me, though. It'd be all good.
Who's gonna call you, I think?
I want him to.
Awesome.
Johnny, call me. I'll fix you.
It's funny because I never hear any of this kind of sympathy towards black athletes that do shit like this.
Well, I think Shaq's black, so
yeah,
put and, it on
and,
him.
And yeah, but I mean, and that's the thing. Even the black athletes are taking up for this kid. Like no, fuck him.
He got physical. That's not a good thing, I guess.
That's no, that's not.
I just got the '80s.
Gotta get physical.
No, she can't hear out of Newton, was that? He rubbed at her left eardrum.
Yeah, what she can't hear out of dick. She can't hear out of one ear.
Yeah,
yeah. Well,
fuck him.
Yeah, no, fuck Johnny.
He's gonna get fucked.
Yeah, so you come from.
He's a rich kid.
A rich kid, two parent home. You got all the fucking shit that you want. Mm-hmm. You get drafted in the first round, even though you shouldn't be drafted in the first round. The Cleveland Browns general manager doesn't have a job now because the owner overruled him and picked this dumbass. So those things, and then what? LeBron James says, "Oh, come sign with me. I'll take care of you. I'll show you the ropes."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
LeBron didn't sign in nobody else,
right?
So you fuck up to the point where he says, "Yeah, we don't want nothing to do with you." The guy's agent says, "I don't want to deal with you." Find out today, I don't know if you heard this today, but the last game of the season when he didn't play because he had a concussion.
Right.
It's because he showed up at practice drunk.
Well, they're denying that.
They're denying it, but.
Yeah, they put him on, they said he was on concussion protocol, and the allegation is that he showed up to practice drunk.
Yeah, and. That was two different reporters who had other different sources.
Yeah, and that was after he missed a rehab appointment because he was in Las Vegas.
No, he missed a rehab appointment after that.
Oh, okay.
So
I'm not.
He's sick. Obviously, this guy's sick.
He's got problems. And how big are his problems? Charlie Sheen says even I'm worried for Johnny Manziel.
Why do so many people even care about Johnny Manziel?
Exactly.
Like, I was like,
wait.
I mean, like, that's like, what the fuck?
This dude showed up at the Masters tournament, got shit-faced drunk to the point where he was cussing people out at the fucking Masters.
I think Shaq's offer to mentor him.
He said, "I'll fix him up."
He'll fix him up all right.
Yeah.
Shaq's a big dude.
Oh, yeah.
He'll get a hold of him and fix him up.
Grab him by his skull.
He'll palm his skull, pick him up, and go, "Listen, boy."
Yeah. So I'm like, who, like, I'm trying to figure out who would have got away with that.
I don't know. I cannot remember another athlete that so many people have been like, "Oh, blah, blah, blah. I want to rush to his aid and help." You know, and it's
so I'm looking at all the shit that he's done,
mm-hmm.
and then I look at all the shit that Cam Newton's dealing with right now, or even before the after Super Bowl press conference.
Yeah, yeah.
All the shit that he was catching before
those pants really deserved a lot of crap.
Pants did deserve a lot of crap.
They were fantastic. They were fabulous.
But I'm just looking at all the shit that he's had to deal with for. Yeah. Dancing during the game,
mm-hmm.
giving kids footballs, and being happy about winning?
Listen, I love anybody who gets excited about winning and wants to celebrate their achievements.
Yeah, so I'm like, he gets called a thug for doing those things.
Right.
And everybody feels sorry about this dude for...
You know who's a thug?
Being an asshole.
Aqib Talib is a thug.
He is a thug.
When you grab somebody by the face mask and swing them around out of bounds the 2-yard line because you go, "Well, fuck it. It's only going to be a 1-yard penalty."
Yeah.
And he totally did that. And I'm watching the Super Bowl, I'm like, how did he not get thrown out of the game for that?
I'm still trying to figure that out, too. I said the same thing.
Because that was the biggest bullshit call. There were a lot of bullshit calls.
There's a lot of bullshit calls.
But I'm like, she should have been tossed in
immediately.
That's why Cam was just, I guarantee you, he's like, he saw the writing on the wall. He's like, fuck this.
Yeah. But I'm still like, how do you, so I'm still trying to figure out how this person who hasn't, I mean, he did get in trouble as a freshman in college, but who hasn't been in trouble since he's been in NFL?
No. And the thing is, I read somebody fucking bring that up. And he, Cam Newton, when he was a freshman and not at Auburn, this was at a, like a community college, he stole a laptop.
He actually didn't even steal it. He bought it from somebody who stole it.
Either way, I heard him say, yes, I had a stolen laptop.
Right.
And he's come clean with it. He said, look, I made mistakes. I worked through it. I did this. He's been nothing but great in terms of being a human being and an ambassador for the league. He's the league MVP. So, yeah. And does he deserve crap for walking out of the post-Super Bowl press conference? Yeah.
Yeah.
He does. And that's completely legitimate. A lot of the stuff he gets crap for is bullshit.
Yeah. So I'm like, how does this person get this over here for this? For that, and everybody feels sorry for this guy.
Well, here's what Charlie Sheen only went on Twitter, so it's not really that big deal. He wrote, "It's time to refocus all of your energy on health and football. It's never too late to get a fresh start."
Because I'm watching like
winning.
I've got Tiger's blood and I'm dying.
I went to Mexico where they injected me with like some sort of weird thing. It was going to cure my AIDS, but it didn't. In fact, the T cells are worse now.
It doubled it. They gave me a double dose.
They literally put tiger's blood in me.
I really shouldn't have gone to Mexico for medical treatment. It was terrible. he also doesn't write out the word two. He just does the number two, which pisses me off.
That was really cool in 1994.
By the way, if you're typing two, the number two and the number four, unless you're using a fucking cell phone with a T9 keyboard, fuck you.
Right.
No, but it is Twitter, and you can only do like 148 characters. So.
It's 140.
Well, fuck Twitter, because exactly. That was only relevant when people were only tweeting on cell phones.
And by the way,
it's an app now.
By the way, you can, you know, it's still only 140 take.
No, that's why I'm saying. Fuck Twitter. They should change that.
I can save it to him. Just go, time to refocus all of your energy on health and football. It's never too late to. Okay. And then go, never too late for a fresh start. Boom. I just edited out enough so he had enough characters. So,
look at you.
Fuck you. Fuck you and your twos and fours.
Unless your two was a Roman numeral using two capital I's, in which case that's cute.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, yeah, it's fair. That's completely fair. I mean,
how about, speaking of Roman numerals, it pissed me off. This was the first Super Bowl that they dropped the Roman numerals.
Yeah.
And,
well,
and
they
I'm like,
they
how
didn't
cool would that be? You know, five X's, you know, you get
that's
the
not,
big
that's
one
not,
in the middle.
It's not five X's.
Sam, it would be 50. It would be an L. It would just be Super Bowl L.
Oh, even better.
It would be Super Bowl L.
That explains
people
it.
People would be do the L on the forehead.
You know.
Speaking of
I can understand why now.
Speaking of Romans, let me delve into the world of WWE very quickly. Roman Reigns he's in the title picture. He's got a triple threat match at the next pay-per-view. I only mentioned that to get me to Daniel Bryan.
Okay.
Whose real name is Bryan Danielson, who on Monday Night Raw, he announced his retirement via Twitter. And he's had a lot of injuries and a lot of concussions. And he went into that when he was on Monday Night Raw and talked about it. And he's been trying to get cleared to get back into wrestling for quite some time. And the doctors at WWE said, no, we're not going to clear you. We think there's a problem. And he's been taking all of these tests on his brain, getting scans and all this other stuff. And everything had come up clean. And apparently about a week and a half ago, he got one that there was some sort of problem with it. And when he got that, it was his final wake-up call to go, hey, you've got a wife, you want to start a family, you're still relatively healthy, it's really time to retire. And as you see all of these football players, and word came out just before the Super Bowl that Ken Stabler, who died last year, had CTE, which is part of the thing that happens to your brain when you get a lot of concussions and stuff like that. It's really interesting that WWE has now almost become more progressive in terms of brain health and concussions than the NFL. Because I don't know that the NFL actually gives a shit.
No, they don't care.
Of course not.
And
shit, the WWE cares because they don't want to get sued.
Oh, yeah, no, WWE cares.
Well,
No. The WWE does not want to be sued the way the NFL
is going to be.
Has gotten sued.
Yeah.
They've gotten sued. But here's the thing.
But they can afford it,
the
too.
The byproduct of that, though, is safety of people who have no regard for their safety because they love what they do. And even though it may be born out of not the greatest of intentions, the results are going to be much better.
Look, I'm not giving the WWE any fucking credit because they treated their people like shit.
Yeah.
Forever.
Mm-hmm.
This is a recent thing after the NFL concussion thing where they're like, oh shit, they got sued. We might be next in line. We need to do this now.
But they're doing something. And here's the thing. The person who's been leading the charge on concussions and CTE is a former WWE wrestler. So it is sort of born from that. And I just think it's something that people need to sort of look at and go, as we watch the Super Bowl and watch these people slam into each other, and Carolina lost one of their best receivers because he got a concussion in the Super Bowl. It's kind of a big thing. And people were very upset because they're like, you lose your favorite athlete. Your favorite athlete's not performing anymore. Your favorite wrestler is not performing anymore. And I think a lot of people just forget that these are real people who are out doing a job. It may be a job that they love with all of their heart, and it's defined them. But I mean, they still, be part of that. So it was just kind of an interesting thing, and it went everywhere. I mean, when was the last time a wrestler retired and it was everywhere? It was literally, it was on CNN. You could not go anywhere on Monday without seeing, Daniel Bryan announced he was retiring on Twitter.
Yeah.
Could you imagine that 10 years ago? Any wrestler. I mean, The Rock has become, Dwayne Johnson, has become one of the biggest movie stars in the world. When he left, he didn't retire from WWE because he never does. Would you stop unplugging Kareem? My God. that wasn't worldwide news. This was bigger news than when they fired Hulk Hogan for being a racist last year.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
I mean, so it's amazing kind of where we've gotten. It's just something that's sort of in the zeitgeist, and I thought it was very interesting. All right. So enough of that seriousness. Let's go to our favorite state that's shaped like a penis. Find out what's going on down there. Because it's something weird, something interesting. At least unfortunate.
From goofballs to gators, here's Florida Corner.
Headline, dumpster diving couple attacked at gunpoint. That's right. In Manatee County, two people, a man and a woman, searching a dumpster for lottery tickets. That is about the most Florida sentence ever. Let me repeat that. Two people, a man and a woman, searching a dumpster for lottery tickets.
I'm going to do that for Valentine's Day. Forget everything else.
Were confronted by a man with a gun who demanded money. The gunman pushed the man to the ground and hit him with his gun behind CJ's bookstore. That's according to the sheriff's report. The victim suffered a small cut on his ear and some redness on his head. Probably neck, too. But he declined medical treatment. The attacker, who did not take anything from the victims, left on foot.
Something else was going on there.
Possibly.
We were just, looking for lottery tickets in the dumpster.
Yeah, that's it. We were just looking for lottery tickets.
Yeah, me and my gal here, yeah.
Meanwhile, here's a headline. Cops. Florida man screams about penis size, then shows his off. That's right. A Florida man yelling about the size of his private parts while in a hospital bed was arrested after pulling down his pants to show them off. Stewart police took Kenneth Snyder into custody at 3 a.m. after he began yelling about the size of his penis. He was charged with disorderly conduct and exposure of sexual organs.
Wait, hold on a second.
Was he yelling that it was too big or too small?
It's unclear.
But he was... If you can't go fucking crazy in a hospital bed, then what the fuck's going on with this country?
Well,
like,
good point, Jason.
What the fuck?
Yeah, well, you can't go.
They've already stripped him down, put him in a gown.
You can't go waving it around like it's a weapon.
But you're in a fucking hospital, so something's fucking wrong with
There's
you.
There's nothing more humbling than
like
being
you
in
have
hospital.
Something. Something is wrong with you. You might be in fucking shock. You're definitely not in your right mind. Yeah. You're in a hospital bed. What the fuck? I'm sorry. That fucking pisses me off.
Yeah. Well, welcome to Florida.
Fucking fuck you, Florida. Florida, you... Sorry, that was. I got so loud that I cracked the mic.
Yeah,
fuck it was worth you. It was worth
fuck it. You, Florida. I'm gonna punch you in your fucking Florida mouth.
That was a very successful Florida corner.
Yes, it was.
Fucking Florida.
Stirred the pot.
Meanwhile, in South America, Venezuela to be exact, models are stripping naked to give English lessons.
Oh,
sign me up.
Jason's interested now. You may remember the series of stories about Venezuelan news reporters ripping off their gear during Copa America. Well, the greatest country on earth is back at it, and it's time for some English lessons. In a series of online videos, the X-rated tutors simply get naked and teach people English. That reminds me of the Naked News.
Yeah, remember that.
Which I do, and I was impressed that they were reading the teleprompter better than a lot of news anchors who are just standing there fully clothed, but they're reading it while they're disrobing.
Right.
That's not easy.
That's legit. Dude.
It is.
Some skill going.
It is. It's the brainchild of Spanish-speaking Naked News channel Desnudo Las Noticias. Noticias.
No titties?
Yeah, no titties. translated to Stripping the News. It's definitely one way to grab people's attention. The Peruvian news site Trome reports that a revolutionary course promises to get away from the traditional method of learning English. Well, I guess they're it's really probably to get men to learn English.
Yeah.
Men and lesbians. Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
Hi guys, you scared yourself over news, there? I'm Emily Oberg. If you're a news channel on TV trying to rack up the most views, there's no better way to get people's attention than by having a few hot girls stripped down to nothing. And thanks to the good people over at a Spanish channel, news anchors deliver all the important things you need to know in the nude. And because of its effectiveness, the channel has now decided to add a new language lesson for its viewers. The Naked Language lessons are held online with the hopes of teaching its viewers English, but there's no way in hell anyone is learning anything while staring at these completely naked women. The channel describes the course as something that promises that the theoretical content will be displayed in a simple and fun way through sexy videos and other content. Though the lessons are for adults only, they do include things like talking puppets. So think of it as a very rated R Sesame Street. And as an added bonus, a certificate of completion will be awarded to those who actually plan on paying attention and learning from the course. Our guess is there won't be many. That's news for now, but for more pop
I bet there will
news,
be a lot of people
to
completing.
On YouTube today.
I completed completely in the first episode.
I only,
twice.
I only made it 4 minutes in and I completed. So that's happening.
Oh, it happened.
I know.
A little motivation.
Oh, God. You got to love South America, you know, aside from the drugs and the murdering and all that. It's great. It's summer there.
Right.
Yeah.
It's summer there, which is really ironic because the Summer Olympics are in Brazil where it's going to be winter.
That's not correct. That's wrong. Why would they do that?
Well, because...
it's a tropical... location.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I don't tropical, subtropical.
Subtropical. Subtropical.
And the swimming venues are polluted with feces. So, you know, it'll be great.
Yeah.
It'll be great. I'm gonna
wait to go.
Let me kick the mic stand again. I'm just gonna stomp on Sam's mic stand over here.
Ooh. Why you have to fuck around like that, Sam? It's your fault.
That's what happens. All right. Let's see what time we're running about on time. It's been fun.
Yeah, it's been
nice.
It's flown right by.
It's been super.
It's been super. Hey,
don't you drop that damn.
What?
What's up with super, dude? I don't get it.
I'm just saying.
When was it ever cool? Like even Superman, I'm like,
Superman was dope.
Superman's one of my favorite heroes. I hate his name.
Well, maybe he hates your name.
I know he hates my name. He told me that.
What is
dream?
What is his real name?
Clark Kent.
No.
Superman?
His original, not his slave name, which would be Clark Kent. His name from another planet.
Kal-El, dude.
There you go. See, I don't know these things. Yeah. I knew you would because you're a gigantic nerd.
Yeah. And now, the Nate Darling Show takes it to a simpler place. It's time for Small Town News.
That's right. It's time for news from my home area, the Northeast Kingdom of Vermont. Taken from the Pages? It's only online. So Pages of the Newport Dispatch. Headline, local music director Ken Michelli. I think that's how you pronounce it. Featured as WCAX's Super Senior.
No, you didn't.
He is the Super Senior. Come on, you better play, you son of a bitch. It's going to be that way, isn't it? It's going to be one of those days. Hold on. I will find this fucking thing.
Meanwhile, Jason's going to bust a freestyle rap to this soothing piano. Go. Yeah.
It's
yeah. Drop. Jason's over there poking on his fucking phone. What's he gonna do? Tell his baby he's coming home in another minute or two, cause we almost done. That's so good, cause we had so much fun. Yo, what's your rap? What you got about that?
Nothing.
You can make up words when they don't rhyme.
Well, when in doubt, go to the source. It's
I can't, dude.
Our super senior this week is a man who brought classical music to the Northeast Kingdom.
He is soft-spoken and humble, but also a musical force. Here's Joe Carroll.
When Ken Michelli comes to the First Universalist Church, he's a happy man. He's the first to arrive on a cold winter night. Ken isn't a minister, but in a way, he does have a calling. He's the founder and conductor of the Newport Area Community Orchestra.
We need to have three cellos here.
He started with five people 5 years ago. It now has 50 members. Tonight is the first rehearsal of the string section in 6 weeks. It's a mixture of retirees.
They sound great, don't
yeah.
they?
School. I didn't even tune.
I had no idea there were this many Asian kids there.
The music is Nabucco by Verdi.
So I've always liked classical music, you know, ever since fourth grade, really.
Ken moved from Georgia to get away from the heat and humidity. He succeeded. Here in Derby That's Line, enough. It's 10 degrees and blowing, but inside, it's warming up.
Okay.
Hopefully.
That's the spot, okay? Those skips there, that we need to practice, okay?
Both he and his wife, Mary, are musicians. They have no kids. The orchestra is Ken's baby.
I'm not retired anymore because I have to do this every day. 7 days a week, so.
The orchestra is Ken's baby.
From fundraising to promotion, the self-described introvert can be very assertive and convincing at times.
He's like this, I'm going to get you kind of guy. I know you play, I'm going to get you.
Good
Paula
God.
Paula Hansen-Gravelin right? plays piccolo and flute in the orchestra.
And then he I plays who's about, piccolo?
This was a lifelong dream of mine. And I was tired of letting life get in the way of me fulfilling that.
Okay.
But there are
That's,
some days...
By the way, that was him getting onto a chair.
And I never I was know say, when it that's going like to flare this. Up. I have to be really careful what I do.
The conductor, just shy of 69, feels much older than his age. He has inflammation in the muscles, so bad that some days it's hard to get out of bed. He's optimistic the doctors can help him with a chronic pain.
But not yeah, optimistic this band won't get any better.
Today is a good
now
day.
Just getting
Music
sad.
Makes him feel well. Last spring was one of his best concerts. The music is well received. As many as 200 people have attended the concerts.
There's nothing else to do there.
It's his dream. When he came here and he knew that there was no orchestra, he was fulfilling his dream, but he also fulfilled the dreams of many other people.
Making music and bringing harmony to the community.
When there's 50 people.
Joe Carroll, Channel 3 News, Derby Line.
Let's try that one more time. One more time. Okay.
When there's 50 people in the orchestra, that's only, you know, what is it, four people per yes. person?
If two people, yeah, four people per person.
It's not even a good bringer show, is what you're saying.
Yeah, they're like, they didn't even bring their own family.
Yeah, hey, you would not get up at some stand-up clubs.
Hey,
and just...
he is a super senior.
Doo-ba-doo-boo-boo-doo.
Super senior.
My favorite part was just listening to him. Doo-ba-doo-dum-dum-doo-ba-doo. I love music. Ha-ba-ba-boo-boo. That's what the... classical music's my favorite.
If I'm doing that, like... If I'm I don't know, man. Like if I'm like if I'm 75 years old,
he's 69.
And
but he feels older.
Let's say that I'm 69 years old. Yeah, and I'm doing improv. Yeah. Like I'm like,
you're gonna start an improv class?
Yeah, I'm just like, yeah, I just want to start an improv class. I saw all these other seniors here, and I was like, hey, if you can make up, I can make up.
Oh
so,
no, you didn't.
Hey, let's get a podcast together here at the senior club.
It's like I'm getting old. Know what I'm gonna do? I'm going to gather a bunch of mediocre people and have a big, mediocre, almost tolerable thing going on. I don't know. And then the grunting noises. That reminded me of this guy. At work, there's multiple stalls in the bathroom. And there's I don't know who it is. But I'll be in there.
You need to memorize shoes, dude.
I'm good at that. But he's on the opposite end of the room. So he doesn't know anyone's in there, obviously, because I'm already in. And he comes in. Hawks a loogie in the sink, goes to the bathroom. That's just him sitting down. Then he's breathing heavily. You know the noises. And then all of a sudden, and he gets up, zip, walks out. Doesn't flush, doesn't freaking wash his hands.
That fucking asshole.
I'm
like, an animal.
I zipped up as quick as I could. I did flush. I did wash my hands, but I rushed to see if I could find who was walking out there.
Did you wait?
Well, it was a ghost turd. I had clean ass anyway. It was
ghost.
One of those ghost poos, you know. You're like,
your pink panties.
One
got, what you're saying is your pink panties got a skid mark.
I had too
maybe?
Much. I had too much cheese dip on Super Bowl Sunday, and
yeah,
I was paying for it.
Dude,
hey, did anybody get the free burrito from Chipotle for being closed?
Yes.
No. Me too.
What?
Yeah.
For being what?
They closed on Monday to have a mandatory nationwide 4-hour meeting about how not to kill their customers.
Oh, yeah.
And you showed up and they had to give you a...
No. They had this thing that if you texted to a certain number, texted rain check to whatever number it was, then they would text you back. You had to fill out your name and your zip code. And then the next day, they texted a coupon code for a free burrito.
Nice. I wish you would have announced that on the podcast last week.
I didn't know about it until Monday. Yeah, and it was all over Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah.
I got
that's
that
where I found
message.
About it.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I didn't get the one saying I got the one saying that I would get something for a free burrito, but I did not get the additional one.
Both myself and somebody at work got the coupon today.
Mm. So, maybe they're going to spread them out. Maybe they're going to be like...
It's possible. I know it wasn't like... I know it wasn't going to be everybody. They did have a limited number of them because, you know, they can't give away everything. But I will say this. The lines at Chipotle have returned ever since they came out and said, hey, the problems at Chipotle seem to be behind them. And I was like...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The lines are back. So congratulations. But yeah, I got a free burrito. So
awesome. Cool.
Maybe I'll use it for my birthday.
Oh, has anybody tried that new Taco Bell?
The one that they advertised in the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
No, I have not been to Taco Bell in the last 2 days.
Oh, my God. That looked, I don't know, man. It looks like it's going to give you, like, a heart attack. After
Taco Bell, all they've done for the last 20 years is take the stuff that's already in the kitchen and put them in different orders.
Yeah.
Let's take the nacho cheese, put it on first, make an extra tortilla. And then we'll throw some of this extra. It's all the same stuff you have on every other item, but just kind of in a different chemistry.
Yeah, and now it's deep fried.
Now they're deep frying it.
Yeah. And more cheese.
With more cheese. Yeah.
More cheese.
More cheese or more Doritos is pretty much how they do it. So.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to die. I can't wait to go get myself a heart attack tomorrow.
Well, you know, that's what's going to happen. You get your stuff. Either way. Hey, everybody. Have a good Valentine's Day. Try not to fuck things up like I did last year.
Love the one you're with.
Yeah, I love the one you're with.
That's what's up.
Yeah. Make sure they're happy.
If you can't be with the one you love, love the one you're with is the lyric. Thanks, Stephen Stills.
And if you're alone, love yourself.
Yeah.
Treat yourself right multiple times.
Yeah. Self-love is important.
It's so vital.
You got to take care of yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Whether you're punishing the bishop or...
Sorry.
Or flicking the bean. Whatever. Or whatever you got. I don't care. I want to be as LGBTQ friendly as possible when I say... Just take yourself someplace nice and get yourself a certificate of completion. That's really what you need to be doing. We'll be back next week for a full recap of our Valentine's days and more fun. So have a great weekend. Be safe. For Sam, for Jason, for Kareem, and the gone but not forgotten Diana Hong, I'm Nate, saying thanks for listening. And we'll see you next time on The Nate Darling Show. Bye-bye.
ShopAmazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com.